Welcome to your Monex USA Daily Market Update for Monday, February 23, 2026. The US dollar is starting the week trading within familiar ranges, but there's no shortage of news to unpack. Friday was a pivotal day as the US Supreme Court ruled on the legality of tariffs, reaching a 6-3 vote to declare the measures illegal. This decision has left companies wondering about the potential for refunds or new challenges ahead. Adding to the uncertainty, the White House announced an executive order over the weekend to establish a global 15% tariff. However, this measure is temporary, with a 4-month limit before Congress must decide its future applicability. Despite the turbulence, the dollar gained about 0.5% last week, according to the Bloomberg Dollar Spot Index, though it gave up much of that ground during Friday's session. Domestically, the economic picture is looking weaker. Fourth quarter GDP growth came in at an annualized average of just 1.4%. half of the 2.8% forecasted. Meanwhile, inflation remains stubbornly high. The Federal Reserve's preferred measure, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, rose to a yearly average of 2.9%, up from 2.8%. Month over month, it increased by 0.4% in January, compared to 0.3% in December. As a result, the odds of a 25 basis point rate cut by the Federal Reserve at their June 17 meeting have dropped to 37%. Down from 52% last week. Looking ahead, today we'll see December factory orders and durable goods orders at 10 a.m. The rest of the week is relatively light on economic indicators, with highlights including confidence gauges, jobless claims, and Friday's January producer price index. What to watch this week? Factory orders and durable goods data today at 10 a.m. Conference board confidence numbers tomorrow at 10 a.m. January producer price index on Friday at 8:30 a.m. Turning to the euro, it's been a quiet month so far, with the currency holding on to a modest gain of just over 0.3%. This week, we'll be watching for any developments in response to U.S. tariff policies, as well as the potential impact of Middle East tensions on European activity. Brent crude oil has been fluctuating wildly in recent weeks, adding to the uncertainty. On Wednesday, we'll get January CPI data for the eurozone, followed by economic, industrial, services, and consumer confidence gauges. In Germany, there's a glimmer of optimism after the IFO business climate and expectations reports came in more positive than anticipated. Finally, let's talk about the Mexican peso, which is down nearly 0.5% this morning. The weekend brought devastating news for Mexico, as violence erupted following the death of a major cartel leader known as El Mencho. Cartel members retaliated with attacks on airports and infrastructure, leaving the country grappling with the aftermath. Authorities are working to stabilize the situation, and we're all hoping for a swift resolution with no further casualties. On the economic front, Mexico's fourth quarter GDP came in better than expected at 1.8% annualized, compared to the forecasted 1.6%. Tomorrow, we'll see consumer price index numbers, and we anticipate significant volatility as the week progresses and these issues are addressed. That's it for today's Daily Market Update from Monex USA. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll be back next time with more insights to keep you informed and ahead of the curve. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.